I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After 4 weeks of renewed war between Hezbollah and Israel, nearly one out of five people in Lebanon are displaced and more than 1,000 are reported dead. Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon says people are angry with Hezbollah and feeling hopeless. They're also divided, trying to avoid Shiite Muslims who might be affiliated with Hezbollah and thus be potential targets of Israeli strikes.
So now Sunnis, Christians, like everybody's against the Shiite and nobody wants the Shiite people to come into our area.
Tensions escalated between Lebanon's government and Hezbollah after the government ordered Iran's ambassador to leave the country last week. Yet in these troubles, God has strengthened the partnerships between Triumph and Mercy and other local Christian organizations to serve as the hands and feet of Christ. Pray that these relationships will remain strong and help spread the gospel to the hopeless. And Christians are called to turn away from worldly patterns and renew our minds. Brandon Bauer of The Lighthouse says this is key to overcoming addiction.
And if we truly believe that God can change souls, we've got to turn to the Bible as the number one place to find help for hurting people.
Real change comes when there's a focus on the soul.
Addiction is a pattern of this world. It's a faulty pattern of where people try to find hope, help, and healing, but they're mistaken.
Bauer says many who try secular counseling still struggle because they need God's help.
The people were still left without a purpose. They were left empty.
He recalls a man once trapped in drugs and imprisoned. He found transformation through scripture and now helps others. Pray for those struggling and for The Lighthouse to have the resources to reach them. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.